This is CPR News. I'm Bozzy Kanani. Colorado Senator John Hickenlooper was denied access yesterday to a future ICE facility in the town of Hudson. CPR's Tony Gorman has more.
Senator John Hickenlooper said he was conducting a congressional oversight visit of the new Bighorn Correctional Facility. In a video posted on social media, he said he informed ICE of his visit, but was still denied access.
This facility could dramatically expand immigration detention in Colorado and make it even harder for families and their lawyers to reach out and talk to detainees. That's unacceptable.
ICE approved a $39 million contract for GEO to operate the Bighorn Correctional Facility for 6 months. That's according to documents obtained by the ACLU of Colorado. The private prison group also operates the ICE facility in Aurora and was the only company offered the contract. I'm Tony Gorman, CPR News.
The state government is overhauling its IT office. The Governor's Office of Information Technology has laid off 173 employees because of what officials say was too much negative feedback. The office handles the tech behind the scenes for many state agencies. The cuts are expected to save millions of dollars annually. Colorado high schoolers are graduating at higher rates, but a growing number are leaving the state for college. Here's CPR education reporter Jenny Brundine.
A new legislative report shows that nearly one in three graduates chooses to go out of state. 10 years ago, it was one in five. Higher education officials say a nationwide decline in college-age populations has triggered aggressive recruiting from out-of-state schools. That's drawing Colorado teens away, just as local industries face workforce shortages. The data, however, was gathered before a state tax credit was introduced. Now, Colorado students from households earning $90,000 or less can go to college for free their first 2 years. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
More news at cpr.org.